morning, good afternoon, guys. Back from another Geek Tavern. As always, it's me, Sean. I'm joined by Mike
Yo.
And Aaron. And joined once again by Shane St. Laurent of the YouTube channel Shane St. Laurent. He is joining us again for another John Carpenter classic.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
You'll remember the last time he was on, it was our thing discussion, and now it is our Halloween discussion.
Now we're in video format.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago. About a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it was just a year ago, like last month, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it is, as we are discussing Halloween and Rob Zombie's Halloween. John Carpenter's Halloween and Rob Zombie's Halloween. Recommendations from Mike.
I should have just made it a triple whammy, all movies named Halloween.
I don't think we'd have enough fucking time for that. Because there's like 30 of them, obviously.
There is, yeah.
Well, I was just meaning the 2018 one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all called Halloween.
Mm-hmm. When are they going to call it The Halloween? Like, just, you know, or Halloween's, you know, how, like,
yeah,
all the sequels, they either add the S or the,
yeah.
They can start doing the Friday, next Halloween,
yeah.
Halloween after next.
like, eventually they're just going to have to call one Michael Myers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, eventually.
But do you want to take it away, since...
Well, you know, I'm terrible at, you know, saying what goes on. You know... Most people, I would assume, have seen at least the original.
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is
my
like
first
one
time
of the John Carpenter
well.
Movies I've never watched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot you did say that last time.
I mean, I'm not like a big horror guy. So
yeah.
That's more like, I mean, it's John Carpenter. So
this is the extent
of
horror that I go. Like,
yeah,
you know, slasher movies. That's
yeah.
That's about it. But the movie starts out with... You know, they're just at home, and Michael kills his sister. That's all. That's the only person he kills in the original, you know, starting off. And we just time jump to, what was it, 15
years later?
Yeah.
He's escaped from the mental hospital, and he's on his way back to Haddonfield to just kill more people because he's...
to exact his revenge.
Yeah.
What revenge? Dude, you put yourself in there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like whatever, Loomis is always like, he's coming back! He's coming back to exact his
for
revenge!
What?
And it's like, why? He already killed everybody he wanted to kill. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. What revenge?
Yeah, and how does he know how to drive?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
They do bring it up in the movie, so I'll give them that.
Yeah, they did, which
they
was smart,
him,
because
yeah.
They were like, oh, who's been giving him lessons behind the scenes? Like,
yeah,
because
he...
I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. Kids probably drove a little bit back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I started driving when I was six, so, you know.
And, I mean, John Carpenter's smart, like, when it comes to stuff like that. He always usually writes a tight story, even though this wasn't written by him. Well, it was.
Yeah.
It was adapted from another script written by Irwin...
Well, it was his Inception, and then his partner, John Carpenter's partner, wrote it, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, it was Tommy Lee Wallace.
Or, no, was? Dana, is that her name?
Deborah Hill.
Yeah, Deborah
yeah.
Hill.
Oh,
she
yeah.
wrote the majority of the script, and then he just, like, came in with, like, the lore and stuff.
Right.
And, like, made it an actual movie, rather than just some guy killing babysitters.
Yes.
It was actually called The Babysitter Murders at
yes.
first.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it would have had the legs
no.
if
oh, no.
it was a...
No. It actually probably would just be like one of those VHS movies that they would watch on like RLM.
Yeah.
Best of the worst. Although it would actually be good.
Yeah,
like
it's
the
an
title,
actually good movie.
That title is like kind of like what happened with RoboCop, where like they're like, oh, it's RoboCop, and every studio is like, we're not fucking making a movie called RoboCop. Like, who the fuck is gonna go watch that?
Nothing can top the original title for Back to the Future, though. I forget what it was, but it was something.
I'm curious now.
There's a Netflix series, The Movie That Made Us, that
yeah,
they
talk
briefly
about it.
Mentioned it, but I don't remember what it was. But yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with anything.
No.
Like, yeah, anyway, whatever. So, we just jump to, like, Michael Myers is just standing behind shit.
The whole movie.
I mean, yeah.
Until, like, the third act, when it actually does something.
Yeah, starts killing people.
And there's not really a reason he targets Laurie, right?
Well, see, I don't know, because I feel like that's fleshed out. I feel like that's fleshed out. We're jumping ahead here.
Yeah.
But according to, it's not talked about in the movie, but it is talked about in Rob Zombie's, and I believe in this new Halloween, that, or maybe it's just in Rob Zombie's Halloween, somebody told me along the line that she is the baby sister.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's the reason why that's very clearly mentioned in the Rob Zombie. Yes.
That was retconned for the most recent movies. Okay. Like at one point, like Jamie Lee Curtis's character Laurie was Michael's sister.
Yeah.
But then they retconned that with the 2018 movie and now the Halloween Kills. So, yeah, it depends on what canon you go with, but it's currently being, it's retcon, so.
Which is really weird. I mean, like, they kind of did a Terminator Dark Fate type of thing, but I don't know. It's a little weird, but, like, that's what I always took it as, was, like, he was finishing the job.
Yeah. Because... But we don't see a baby, a younger sister in, like, the beginning parts.
No.
Or an asshole stepfather, but we'll get there.
First 15 minutes, man. But yeah, that's the way I've always understood it, was Lori was the baby sister that was not mentioned. I guess it's more of an afterthought, because they're like, well, we gotta keep casting Jamie Lee Curtis. Fuck, are we gonna have her do? What's her ties to this other than she keeps getting chased by Michael Myers?
Yeah,
so I mean, it just makes sense to like shoehorn that idea in to like kind of solidify her character a little bit more.
See, I don't know, like, other than this movie, the original, and the Rob Zombie original, like, aside from that, I don't remember much. I've seen pretty much every movie, but I don't remember. I've only seen each one once. Yeah. So I don't even know if that was a thing in any of the original ones.
Yeah, the sequels.
I always thought it was very simple that he just followed her because he goes back to Haddonfield to go back to his house because that's all he ever knew. And the first person he sees...
Oh, right, he sees her there.
So he's like, she looks fun to stab. I'm going to follow her around.
Good point.
Yeah, that's like, I had that in the back of my mind watching it, that she was like the baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it made sense whenever I saw it because I was like, oh, it's the first person who he saw.
And right.
Like, oh, you're dead. Like,
yeah.
Target acquired, like, and he just started following.
And then he sees her with the other two friends of hers.
Oh, and we're supposed to believe that Jamie Lee Curtis is, like, 15, 16 years old, but she's in her mid to late 20s.
I mean, that I said that. I watched it with the other...
She could be Tommy's mom.
Yeah.
I was, like, watching this, and I was like, I looked at Sean, I'm like... Are we, like, I can buy Tobey Maguire as a high school student in the early 2000s.
I can't now.
No, but, like, back then I was like, yeah, I buy that. But, like, you mean to tell me audiences in 1978 walked into this and they're like, that Jamie Lee Curtis plays a pretty good teenager? Like, no.
I mean, the old house mom haircut probably didn't help anymore.
No, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, like, we have a different perspective on what they looked like at that time. Like, not in...
Everybody looked old at that time. It was just the style.
Yeah.
70s made everybody look 10 years older than what they actually were.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, in the original she looks older, and then in the new one she looks younger than she actually is.
Yeah.
Especially in the new one next to Tommy. They look the same age now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's supposed to be, like 10 years older than him.
Wait, he looks Tommy like... back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brief tangent, but the Halloween Kills is basically just, like, a fan service. Calling back to the original. It's like, oh, all these characters are back in it. And it's like, okay, like, what? Why do I fucking care?
Except for Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, not Dr. Loomis. Well, he is actually in it.
Well, yeah,
but right. it's a flashback.
But it's not actually Donald Pleasance.
Yeah, they Tarkined him.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to watch that tonight. I just didn't have time to watch that yet. But, so he sees all three girls, and this is one of the first gripes I want to talk about. And I don't normally notice this stuff, but a lot of shots were just way too damn long. Like, there's an over-the-shoulder shot.
It's a lot.
And, like, Laurie just keeps walking.
Yeah.
And then she just keeps going. And she keeps going. I'm like, how long is this freaking shot?
Yeah.
it's very slow-paced until, like, the third act.
Like, the pace of the movie is fine. It's just, like, certain scenes... It could have been cut, like, 5 seconds, you know.
Which, I mean, like, granted, this was John's first feature film.
Yeah.
So, well, after The Salt on Precinct 13.
Oh, yeah. Which nobody saw. So it was kind of like, this was like his first big like thing that he had done. So it was kind of like him really getting his footing. I mean, Assault on Precinct 13, he had like solidified some things, but he was really like getting his footing in. And it's parts that are wonky. But.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't like ruin the movie specifically. No. I just, something I noticed that like I don't notice those type of things.
Yeah.
I think that Aaron and I are coming at the movie from a strange perspective because
yeah.
this film kind of trailblazed like the slasher genre. Like, it is like, that's pretty much the inception of the concept. It's just like some guy that's this killing
psycho,
people.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, kind of psycho. Okay. But,
right. Which is funny because Jamie Lee Curtis is Janet Leigh's daughter.
But, compared to like other slashers like Friday the 13th or the Nightmare on Elm Street, this is like considerably much tamer. So
yeah.
like we're coming at it from a perspective of like, oh, we've seen this like gory stuff already. So right. like this is supposed to be like incredibly awesome, but it's really just extremely tame for yeah. a slasher movie.
There's no blood.
Yeah, there's like hardly any blood at all.
I don't think that there is any, because they said in that the movies that made us, the behind the scenes, like they were like told no blood.
There's some on Judith's body whenever she's
yeah
killed.
But that's like, it's obscured by the view of the mask, so like yeah, other than that, there's no blood in this movie like at all. Like, think about it, there's no blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it is an extremely tame horror movie.
I wonder if that was, like, a John Carpenter thing or an MPAA thing, because when they made Scream 20 years later, they weren't allowed, like, moving blood. They weren't allowed too much blood.
Yeah.
They were very fickle on blood. Nowadays, it's just like, go to town.
I think it was
literally.
Oh, that's who. It was the producer. I can't remember his name. Mustafa
Akkad. Yeah.
He said no blood. And they were like, okay, well, we gotta do what he says, you know? So, like, yeah, he didn't want any blood in it. He allowed the little bit that Judith had on her, but he was like, yeah, no blood. No blood. So, I mean, but they made it work. Like,
oh, yeah.
Incredible to not have any blood in this movie and still make it, like, an iconic piece of horror history.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go. He just follows them. He starts killing them. I mean,
kills them one by one.
Yeah, like,
and Laurie is also the inception of the final girl trope, where she's the most pure girl because she doesn't have sex like her friends.
Oh, right.
And then she survives out of all of her friends, and then that has been used like in every horror movie since then, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like a big budget indie film. Like, you can tell John Carpenter didn't have like full John Carpenter power yet.
Oh yeah.
As seen by the bush when you see his cigarette smoke go by, because he was just right off screen just puffing a cigarette.
that's on brand for John.
Yeah, like the Michael Myers mask was just a cheap Captain Kirk mask they found at like the dollar store or something and painted it.
Yeah.
Just painted it, cut the eye holes out, and just repainted it. Yeah.
Which I gotta say, it's a great mask.
It's super iconic and creepy.
Yeah, because it's just like a featureless face. It's just like, you know, it's unsettling.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's the difference. Like, Jason, yeah, it's still creepy, but it's not an actual face.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, that's like a face on top of another face.
Yeah.
Which just makes it creepy.
Yeah, yeah, like, and the stuff of like Jason and that make it, it's still creepy. But with Jason, most of the time you can see his eyes.
Right.
You can't see Michael's eyes.
Yeah, not
hardly
always.
Ever.
At not all. Always.
Like, you don't see them at... Like, you see his eyes in... Like, we'll talk about Rob Zombies. But you rarely ever see... You don't ever see his eyes in Carpenter.
No.
Like, the mask just goes on. It's just these black, like, soulless...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no humanity there. It's just completely gone. It's just a killing machine.
Yeah, that's definitely a criticism of, not so much, I didn't notice that too much in Rob Zombies, just because we'll get to it, but we know him outside the mask more in that movie.
Yeah.
But in like the 2018, like there's a couple times you saw him without a mask.
Yeah.
Not full face, but like you saw
it. Yeah, there are times in Halloween Kills they do that as well. They remove his mask and you can see it.
And like, I didn't like it in those movies, that movie.
There's this one time that's actually really funny. I don't know if you noticed it, Shane, but it's talking about like after, like, there was one murder in Haddonfield already, it's like, oh, beware of these escaped convicts from this bus. And it had the one dude, and then it, like, the next shot was Michael's face, and it like, blurred it, rack focus. I was like, oh, that was a good choice. I like that a lot, but...
Even in the first Halloween, Laurie rips his mask off, and you get to see him for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder which one it was, which one of John Carpenter's buddies it was that was wearing the mask at that point. Because Michael Myers is played by two, like, his bandmates. Oh. John Carpenter's bandmates. Yeah,
yeah. Nick Castle played him for the majority of all of the first one.
I think in the one documentary on Netflix, I think they said Deborah Hill actually jumped in for, like, 3 scenes of him just standing there because Nick Castle was, like, off
drunk or something. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, that's true, they did.
That's
yeah.
cool. That is one very minor criticism also is his size. Like, he's not very big.
Yeah, but what are they feeding him? He lifts a kid off the floor.
I know, yeah.
In both movies. And breaks chains. Like, chains that you would use to, like, hoist an engine.
It makes a little bit more sense in Rob Zombie.
In Rob Zombie, yeah, because he's enormous.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Yes. Which, like, I said to Sean, I was like, the hell are they feeding this kid? Like, if anything, it's their fault. Like, whatever they're feeding him or letting him do pull-ups and push-ups, like, yeah, he's going to murder everybody.
And Smith's Grove serves steak and protein shakes for every meal.
Yeah.
So,
part of the meal is pull-ups.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing that I don't really like about the continuation of Michael Myers series. Because, like, in this one, he's just a dude. Yeah. And it's like, he gets stabbed in the neck and, like, shot 4 times and falls out a balcony. And yeah. then he disappears. But, like, you know, it's like, oh, he's probably dead. But in the, like, more recent ones, he straight up cannot die. Like, they will absolutely brutalize him.
He now has mystical power
or
something.
Yeah, like, he is beyond a human at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, I don't think that's completely out of the realm when you think about it. Because, like, there's that whole, Loomis believes that he is an evil entity, like that it's no longer Michael. Possessed by something. So I mean, like, when you think about it, like, if he's possessed by a demon, it doesn't matter what happens to the body.
They say, like, he's the incarnation of evil.
Yeah.
And Halloween 6, probably my least favorite in the franchise. They, like, try to play it off where he's controlled by a cult, and that's why he's so powerful. When he dies, they just bring him back.
Which one is that?
The Curse of Michael Myers.
Oh. See, I don't know if I saw that one.
It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, the sequels...
I remember H2O being very rough.
Oh, see, H2O is bad, but I enjoy watching.
Okay.
I gotta say, I love what Loomis does in this movie, where he just creeps outside of Michael's house the entire movie, and then just starts walking up and down the street, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Michael's house.
He's pretty useless.
Lonnie, get your ass away from there.
Yeah, that was, like, a funny thing. So useless, Loomis.
Also, I like what the Sheriff Brackett, he's like, all right, this super strong maniac's probably gonna try to kill this guy the second he sees him. But I'm going to leave him at his house alone while I go do whatever I do off screen for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, Loomis has a gun, and it's just like, oh, he's fine. He's got a gun.
Old hobbling guy with a little gun. He'll be fine.
Drunken British actor. Which, fun fact, he was drunk for a lot of that movie.
Did you watch the Movies That Made Us episode of this? I was just thinking about
it. We watched it right after.
How he didn't want to do
is
the
that,
movie at all.
Is that a new episode?
Yeah. Oh. In fact, in the drive to the mental hospital, he's like 2 bottles of wine in. And if you look at his eyes, like, they're glassy. Like, he's like... out.
Wow.
I mean, he did a good job, but he's just like, no.
Yeah, and it's funny because then he, like, clings to these sequels, like...
Yeah, he, like, didn't want to do it, and then it became, like, his most iconic role.
Yeah, nobody knows what else he does, except maybe... Well, John Carpenter uses him again as the president in Escape from LA.
New York?
Yeah,
Escape... Yeah,
Uncle
Carpenter
Ben is in
too.
Escape from LA.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't know. The one, they each get killed, and eventually they all group up. What house is Laurie at?
Tommy's house.
Tommy's house.
Yeah. Tommy Dole's house.
So, yeah, he sees her somehow. I don't remember.
She goes Lori goes to Lindsay's house because that's where I forget the names.
Annie.
Paul,
yeah,
Annie is having sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah,
because like it's taking her forever or whatever. Or no,
she went to pick her up.
Yeah, she calls
pick him up. I mean.
She calls, I think, and then Michael picks up the phone, and it's like him just breathing
yeah.
into the receptacle.
Oh, yeah, he's like strangling what's her face out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the phone. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
or no, she is on the phone with
yeah.
with Anne.
Yeah. And then she, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Linda's the one who gets
yeah. Linda
choked
oh,
out.
Oh.
Yeah. Annie's the one that looks like Bob Saget and gets choked out in the car.
In the car. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, she's
yeah.
Linda,
do we ever see
the one
Paul
running around
or, no,
town
Paul
in her underwear?
Paul does get killed. Paul.
Paul's the one in the bed sheet, I think.
No,
or no,
that's Bob.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think we ever actually see Paul. She never goes to pick him
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
yeah, we never actually see Paul in that movie.
So yeah, she's getting
Bob
in the,
gets
yeah,
because
she gets in the car to go get
wall.
Him. And that's when she dies.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it takes him out. Halloween ends. Paul returns.
The return of Paul.
What if like instead of like the montage of like all the places Michael isn't at the end of the movie, like it's just like Paul showing up like at the house and he's like, hey, where's everybody at?
What's going on?
Just, like,
yeah,
how
a,
the movie
a
ends.
Sitcom ending. Do-do-do-do-do.
Wait, is it... Have you seen Halloween 2?
I don't remember yeah. much from it.
There's
yeah.
this, like, because the town's like going crazy trying to find Michael Myers and someone dresses up as him but with blonde hair and they get, like, I think Dr. Loomis hits him with a car and kills him. I'm pretty sure they say it was Paul. Pretty sure.
Oh my god. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because Paul needed to die.
I guess he was like, my girlfriend got killed by Michael Myers. I guess I'm going to dress up like him so someone kills me.
Yeah, that? Okay. I don't know.
But it takes place the same night, so it's like 5 minutes after Annie dies. So, well, she's not coming. I'm going to put on this jumpsuit and white mask.
Yeah, like,
well, who knows what he's wearing?
That's what I mean. The hell's he dressing up like him for? Is he just like, oh, I just went to the theater and watched this movie, and I was like, man, I got to get myself a navy blue jumpsuit and a Captain Kirk mask and just, like, paint it real quick and is walking down the street, boom. Like, fuck's that?
So this is kind of a bad decision because I can't differentiate which movie's which for some reason. Where does the mask come from in the original?
He gets it from that hardware store. So they say he stole a bunch
of Halloween
masks. Oh, yeah,
he stole a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
Okay, so that mask is out there as something.
Yeah, it's an actual mask.
Okay. So I guess Paul could have it.
I like to think Paul is walking by as Michael is robbing the store and was like, oh, I'll take some of those.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, free mask. Oh, my God.
Free mask and jumpsuit. Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, there it is. We figured out how that works.
He does, like, the Terminator, like, when he's in there, like, shopping for everything. And they're like, okay, you got to pay for that? And he's like, murdered him. Like,
I kind of want that scene.
I want a Paul spinoff now.
But maybe it's because it was the time, but, like, the babysitters, why weren't they just taking the kids out for trick-or-treating? Because it's Halloween night.
Exactly.
So it's we're going to stay inside and watch the movies.
Well, no, because remember, they live in an ass backwards town where they trick-or-treat at 2 in the afternoon.
Right. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they're not even home from school yet.
No,
they're trick-or-treating.
Get them off the bus, they're like,
they're like changing into their costumes on the bus.
Well,
no, jumping out like we gotta go.
In the school scene, they all leave school in costume.
So maybe there was like a Halloween party
yeah.
or something. But like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going trick or treating, and that's the other thing too that like was odd is like they couldn't. You could tell it was lower budget because they didn't have enough like extras to be like people down the street. Just one family, just like going to somebody's house, and they're like, "Yeah, here you go, candy," and then they just walk down the street. I'm like, you know, there's probably somebody like sitting there, like, "I just got home from work. I don't want to get the fucking candy bowl ready right now." Like,
yeah. So one also, I don't know why like I'm only bringing up negative things. When Michael's in the car following them again, how does he know how to drive? Like he is not far away.
Yeah. How are they? Yeah, he's like right on their ass.
He's
like
a good stalker.
Yeah.
Like, was it Anne that dropped her off?
Yeah.
The car. Yeah. So Lori gets out. I mean, he is a car's length away. And, you know, stops at the same time they stop. She gets out. Anne pulls up to her house, which is right across the road. He just kind of creeps up, and then pulls off and parks, and nobody notices.
It's even worse that they don't notice because they had an altercation with him and that same car. Like,
it's the same car.
An hour ago in that time.
Or what was the joke that I made where like they're yelling something about the whoever the dude was who they thought was in the car, and they're like, "No, I don't think that's him." And then, like, they yelled something, and he just jacks the brakes. And I'm like, do you think he's, like, sitting there? He's like, no, don't kill her yet. Don't kill her yet. No, nope. Just put it back in drive and just loops around the corner.
She's not babysitting yet. Don't
he's
do
like,
it.
No, none of them have had sex yet. I can't kill them unless they've had sex.
I was going to say that that seems to be almost like his trigger. But his sister wasn't having sex in that, in the original.
She had sex.
Yeah, she had just had
sex. She had like 13 seconds of sex and then her boyfriend leaves.
Yeah, like disgusted with himself too, because it's hilarious. He's like, I gotta go, like, and then just like bolts down the stairs. She's like, call me, and he's like, yeah, sure.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was like, he came through the kitchen, grabbed the knife, and then like he was watching him come down the stairs and then
out the door, and
he went up the stairs after he picked up the clown.
If I don't see it, I apparently can't put it together.
I feel like the boyfriend went in with that clown mask on his face and she was like, no, leave. So he threw it on the ground in rage.
Get out of here, clown.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, well that makes more sense. So that is part of the trigger then, right?
Probably. It could be. Kind of. Some people say that he has no motivation because he'd like, in the more recent ones, he just kills whoever the fuck.
Right,
just
because.
But.
Yeah, they touch on it in the older ones, but slight, tiny spoiler for Halloween Kills. They basically make him the Hulk by saying the more he kills, the stronger he gets.
Great. Quit saying prayers for Michael Myers. He's too strong. No, like, I mean, like, I get... Like, we were talking about other slashers. I get the whole premise behind, like, Freddy Krueger. Like, that revenge makes sense.
Right.
To an extent. Because, like, the whole town burned him alive. Like, he wants his revenge on that generation's kids. So he's going to kill them in their dreams or whatever. Like, there's that mysticism to it. But you get the character's motivation. Like, Michael just has none of that.
Yeah, he's just... entity of evil.
Jason wants his revenge because he died because of negligence by camp counselors.
Having sex.
Yes. So that's his, like,
whole thing. Yeah, that is
his thing. Michael has none of that.
So you were talking about their motivations was the last thing that...
I think I finished with their motivations.
Okay.
Because, Jason has... Sex. Jason likes to, no, he doesn't have sex. Jason likes to kill people who do have sex.
Jason fucks.
To be fair, we don't know what he's doing with that head of his mom's for sure.
It's true. It's true.
Why? We don't have to go into that. I was gonna say why did none of these serial killers like to have sex?
I mean, Freddy did. That's what I've gotten in trouble.
Yeah, Freddy.
Oh right. Well, yeah.
Because of what he did.
I've seen a couple of those, but a long time ago.
Freddy is the king of one-liners.
Yeah, I bought the first four.
They're hokey, like they don't take themselves seriously.
No, I know that. Yeah.
Like, and that's I think that's what I appreciate more about Robert Englund as that character is that he knows to just piss around and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, like, in, I think it's, like, is it three or four where he's, like, in, like, the full, like, tux, like, with, like, all, like, the food. Oh, yeah. And he's, like, feeding the girl, like, until she, like, blows up. Like, it's just funny shit like that. Like, you can watch those and not really be, like, a horror, like, aficionado or a fan, even. Right. Just to appreciate the humor in it. Just because he's funny, like his delivery is great in the movie.
Puts on the power glove, kills someone in
Nintendo. Yeah, and then like there's the there's comic book Freddy where he's like Super Freddy and he's all like jacked and everything. Like they don't take themselves. Yeah, they don't take themselves seriously. The only one that really took itself seriously was the Jackie Earl Haley remake.
Oh.
Yeah, which wasn't was not great.
I like him, but
no, I like him and I gotta give him props for his portrayal of the character, but it just wasn't... It's not the same. It really is not the same. There's only one Freddy Krueger. I feel like a lot of people would be like, no. Yes, it is. It is. Jackie Earle Haley did what he could do with the script, but Freddy, there's only one.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like the extent, that's the extent of the horror that I've watched. I've watched the Nightmare on Elm Street movies and the Leprechaun movies, and I laughed my fucking ass off during the Leprechaun movies. Because something about watching Warwick Davis beat people with a shillelagh and say cheesy one-liners is hilarious. Like,
back to the Michael McDonald's in those too. He's in the most recent Halloween Kills. He plays
the singer.
Yeah, the singer.
Does he sing "Y'all Won't Be There"?
I think that's just about all we have to say about the first one.
Yeah. Do we want to go over how it ends?
What, like him? Hey, allegedly surviving.
I guess we did mention it.
We forgot.
dude gets shot, was it four or five times?
I think it was four or five.
Okay, yeah, because I'm thinking like Dirty Harry right now. It's like, did he fire five or six?
Or was it six?
Or was it six?
Yeah, because Loomis misses a few times. That's right, but then I'm pretty sure he empties
the gun on him whenever he runs down the hall.
I like how they show the shot of like whoever was in the Michael's suit like stepping up onto the balcony before he falls off.
Oh man, he like backs up and just like gets up to like dive like
a Darby Allin coffin drop.
But I mean, like that's like a 20-foot fall. So like regardless, you've been stabbed in the neck. Well, I suppose it's on that side.
Yeah.
But you've been stabbed in the neck. You've been shot four or five times, and you fall 20 feet off a balcony onto your spine. You're not walking away from it.
But he's already killed four people. He's too strong now.
That's what I mean.
He's like, now
like,
strong.
Like, if that is part of the lore, like, okay, I guess I get it. Like, does he get their life force? Like, what is he, a cat? Like, the amount of people he kills, he gets, like, their life force. And he's like, oh, good. Well, I got shot. Is it vital? No. Okay, well, I'm going to survive. Shot in the heart. He's like, there goes one life. You know?
So he's enchanted by Shang Tsung.
Yep.
Soul is mine.
Your soul is mine.
The ending is great though, where it's just like showing like different parts of like Haddonfield, and it's like he could be anywhere. Like, where is he? He could be in the shadows. I forgot to say, that's probably my favorite like shot of the whole movie, is whenever Laurie's like backed up into the corner and then his face illuminates in the closet.
Yeah,
it's like, oh!
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's the greatest shot of
which
the movie.
I mean, like, I could tell that just when we were watching it, based on the framing, that that's what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were just going to see the mask or something, because, like, that's the brightest part of the suit.
Yeah.
So, like, just to see that, like, I knew that was going to, like, pop up, and I was like, ooh, I like the framing, I know it's coming, and then it happened. I was like, ooh, yep, good.
I feel like that moment gets kind of underappreciated, actually, like, try to recreate it every movie.
Yeah.
Someone's like, what's that in the bush? And it's like,
yeah, let's take a minute to talk about the score before we finish on this one. One of John Carpenter's better scores.
I mean, it's iconic.
It is iconic.
It's literally iconic.
You literally hear that and you just know. You don't have to. It's a household theme.
Yeah, if you don't know the movie, like, you're like, that is synonymous with Halloween the season.
Yeah.
Just because of like how it's used.
Yeah.
Like, people might not even like know that it's from this movie, but whenever they hear that, they're like, "Oh, it's time
spooky
for scares."
Season.
I definitely never knew what it was from, you know, back in the day. But then I saw the movie, I was like, "Oh, okay."
You know? That's, I mean, it's crazy. It's John Carpenter is a genius.
Yeah,
like,
I never saw any of these movies, just for what it's worth, until probably like 2017. So
you were preparing for the reboot.
Maybe it was before that. Time.
Who can say?
It might have been like 2015 then. I don't know. Whatever.
Do we want to do ratings or just jump into?
I mean, we usually do ratings. So
okay,
yeah, I suppose we'll rate it.
You guys go first. I have to think.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a. .5/10 Like I said, I'm not a big horror guy.
Yeah.
But I see the appeal in this movie. There were a lot of scenes where I was like really like into it. But there were a lot of scenes that I was not. Like the Laurie walking away, really drawn out, like things that didn't need drawn out. But I think that the overall concept is good. Like you said, it trailblazed that whole genre. the way the cinematography is done is very influential, I'll say, to a lot of more modern day movies. We have Dean Cundey to thank for a lot of that, and Dean Cundey thanks himself every single day that he worked on some of the best movies in cinema. But yeah, overall, it's a very competent movie. It's very well put together. But, you know, like, it being a horror movie, it's not something that I'm going to seek out to watch time and time again. Like, I'll probably watch it again, but it's, like, not necessarily something that I'm going to look for and watch. But overall, very good movie. I'm a fan of John Carpenter, so this being his first big feature film, was very well done.
So how did we not talk about the movies that they were watching in this film?
Yeah. The Thing from Another World. A Howard Hawks movie.
Yeah. So later, I'm going to get heat later. I'm going to give this one a 7. Basically just for the legacy that this has built for itself. And there was some, you brought up kind of like revolutionary shots and stuff. Like, was there ever a shot from inside of the mask? Like,
aside from the beginning, no.
Like, in a different film, I mean. Like,
up until that point, probably right. Not. Probably like a POV shot. Yeah. You've never really gotten like that then, behind the mask thing.
There was something else I was thinking of too that was, I don't know. But. Yeah, just stuff like that. Like, it's definitely iconic, and, you know, that's why I'm going to give it the rating that I give it.
I'm going to echo Aaron's 7.5, simply because, as I stated earlier, we're coming at it from a different perspective, because I've seen all these other horror movies before I've seen this one. And while I can appreciate, like, how this is, like, clearly a trailblazer of what, like, that genre of film, I've just seen, like so much more shit that it's like hard to be like, oh yeah, I mean it's still great, like, don't get me wrong, it's great,
still a good time,
but I've just like, I guess I've just been desensitized whenever it comes to something like this.
Yeah,
but like the score, the acting, the framing, yeah, like for it being like $300,000 they made this movie, like, it's incredible.
They did a very good job with it.
Like, really just like a mythical feat that they really accomplished. So,
and it springboarded John Carpenter's career through the fucking stratosphere.
And he said in the documentary that if this one didn't work, his career was probably down the tubes for sure.
Honestly, like, I mean, it was a perfect storm for him and all of his buddies just to work on this movie.
Yeah. What about you, Shane?
I'm going to go big. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow. All right. Just,
I mean, I don't know. Sean might be competition, but I'm probably the biggest horror junkie here. And I've probably watched this movie like 50 times. Watch it at least once a year. Love it. Nothing really happens. Some of it's very cheesy back watching now.
Yeah.
But yeah, for what it did for the genre and the score and just some of the sequels that I like to watch spawn from this. For what it did to the genre, 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't know about Sean. I don't know what horror he watches. I don't. And you have said you really don't either.
Yeah.
Like, aside from slashers, I don't really watch
it. Sci-fi horror is about, like, somewhat, like, The Thing, Predator, Alien, like, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I like
to watch.
You get in, like, I don't know, demons and ghosts and shit? Like, no. I'm good.
Some of that
angels
stuff,
and demons.
Exorcist? Never seen it. Don't want to.
Like, I watched Silent Hill once, and I was like,
I like that movie.
No.
I don't like it.
I watched the second one. The second one, I made it through.
I never
watched
it.
First one, though, when they, like, lower that lady down to, like, be burned alive, I was like, nope, and I turned around and I was like, nope, can't watch this. Like, and I was just like, nope, like, I'm not watching the rest of this. Like, I mean, this is already like,
it elicited the emotion out of you that it wanted to.
No, it did a great job. I just cannot watch it just because of the way it makes me feel. Because I'm just like, nope, not gonna watch that.
It's been a long time since I watched that film. I remember really liking it though. I don't know.
They're both They're both competent movies.
I never saw this.
It's just the unsettling. Like, I don't like the unsettling.
They're long
shit
as fuck.
That happens.
At least the first one's long as fuck.
Yeah,
the first one's very long. It's the unsettling shit that happens where I'm like, you know, like, like it starts to like get me like, and I don't want to watch it.
You ever watch The Hills Have Eyes?
No.
I love those movies.
Ruin porta potties forever.
Well, now to talk about a less subtle movie.
This is going to be interesting.
Love Zombies Halloween, which is, I might just come out and say, essentially a shot-for-shot remake of it with, like, his own twists.
It is, but there's more to it.
I will.
There is. The first act does delve into Michael's life a little bit more.
I'm going to come out and say it, like, I like that shit.
I kind of like that lore building of him a little bit. It's just obnoxious how his family, like, atmosphere is. Like, listening to, like, the deadbeat asshole stepdad being like, fucking kid, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, all that shit. I'm like, yo, this is obnoxious.
All he does is scream and shit and shit and scream.
Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I got a glimpse inside Rob Zombie's mind on a daily basis. Like, that's just what's happening inside. And he just, like, got it into a movie. Like, I don't know. Like,
could be.
Like, I don't know a lot about Rob Zombie, but in that first 15 minutes, I was like, yeah, this is Rob Zombie.
I don't think he had a quote-unquote messed up childhood.
No, but, like, the way that he comes off, like, I was watching this, and I'm like, yeah, this is definitely a Rob Zombie movie.
You're telling me the first act of this movie isn't his life story?
No.
I thought this was a biopic.
I don't know, yeah, like, I maybe...
From what I know, I don't specifically know what kind of childhood he has, but, or had.
I guarantee, not guarantee, but I'm, like, putting money down right now that Rob Zombie was, like, in, like... Catholic school and like
probably
and like had to wear like suit and tie every day, and like as soon as he got out he's like fuck this and got his cowboy hat, grew his dreadlocks out and started like singing metal. Like,
yeah, those parents are like, turn that off, that's the devil's music.
Yeah
Well, he was a big Kiss fan. I do know that.
Like, and I imagine like the day that he was like, fuck you mom and dad, I'm gonna go be a rock star. They're like, okay, well have fun, we support you. Like, he's like, fuck you. Storm's like, I feel like he's that type of guy.
Like, see you at church on Sunday.
Yeah, see you at church on Sunday. And he's like, yeah, right.
His brother's the singer of Power Man 5000.
Oh, okay.
Little fact, nobody knows.
I don't know who that is.
When Worlds Collide?
Nope, sorry.
All right.
Is that from SpongeBob?
I knew you would say that. Did you?
I often forget I'm older than all you guys.
So you like the build up of Michael in his home life. I honestly, I feel like that like almost ruins his character.
Really?
Same.
Yeah, because it's just like,
I don't know,
because he seems like such a punk bitch. Like,
he is.
He's a douchey little chubby kid.
Yeah. I think it's more of that actor. No offense.
Yeah, it probably. Because
he also plays an asshole in Hancock. Mm-hmm. He plays that kid that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's like, whenever he's like in the hospital, he's like acting like he didn't know that he like killed his family.
That's a thing that happens. Like,
yeah, I know, black out, but
and,
yeah,
but that just that like that's not depressed. What Michael Myers is, though. Like, he's just like, like pure evil.
Yeah, in the original script for the original Halloween, he's just referred to as the Shape.
That's the Shape. Like,
no characterization.
Like, that's what makes him scary, is because you don't know like anything about him. Yeah. But whenever it's like, you see him fucking not getting any, he's getting candy corn on Halloween and like people making fun of him in the toilet. Like,
I think what Rob Zombie was going for was the almost, it's not a personality thing, but almost a dual personality kind of thing, like, or a flick of a switch.
Yeah, I would say that it's a snap. Like,
yeah.
Like, something inside him just snapped, and then it just stayed.
But he'll go back and forth. That's why he, you
up
know,
until
the whole black thing.
He killed the nurse, and then he had.
Well, that's when the switch flips and breaks, and you can't switch it off.
Is Rob Zombie friends with Robert Rodriguez? Because now that I'm thinking about it, because Danny Trejo and the kid who played Juni Cortez are both in this movie. In fact, the kid who plays Juni gets killed by Michael first before he kills his family.
He hunts him down with the law. Allegedly killed.
He murdered him, dude.
I don't know. I bet he could have survived.
No. I'm sorry, you couldn't hear the, you could, you could hear the squelching after like the 50th hit.
Going back to them showing his childhood, I feel the same way about Michael Myers as I do as like Boba Fett. Like, I don't want to see Boba Fett's like childhood. Well, I guess we already did, but I don't want to see him hanging out with his friends on at a Tatooine bar or something. I just want to see him doing Boba Fett stuff. I don't need to see Michael Myers getting bullied. I just want to see him slicing and dicing.
I mean, like, I guess Rob Zombie, like, it's a valiant effort to humanize the character, which I guess that's kind of what he was going for, but it kind of also, it's an effort to humanize the character, but it diminishes everything about him.
Yeah.
So, kudos to him for trying, but it doesn't work.
I would have liked a similar story to this if Rob Zombie did like a Friday the 13th movie, like little chubby kid getting bullied and stuff, just snaps. That's way more Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, it makes more sense as Jason than Mike Myers. Just Mike Myers. Yeah, Mike Myers, Myers is Michael Myers. Excuse me.
He killed and then he went on to do Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
He met Garth and it changed his life forever.
Yeah, he's just a psychopath, but yeah, I don't know. It just does not work for me at all.
No, like I said, I like the effort. I like the choice, but it doesn't work.
Yeah,
like that. That's what I mean when I say I like that, because I like what he was trying to do. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work for that character.
Is there a term? It's not so much nostalgic. Of course, I did see this movie in theaters. It's probably the first like horror movie that I ever watched. But like me being such a big fan of Rob Zombie, like I've been a fan since late 90s. Like it's not nostalgic glasses, but like since I'm already a fan of him, maybe I'm just biased.
Yeah.
Which
you're,
is fine. You're a Rob Zombie stan.
Yeah.
which is fine. I mean,
I'm not scared to say that.
There are a lot of movies that I'm just like, if people are like, it's bad, I'm like, it is. But like Roland Emmerich movies, for me, I know everyone fucking hates Roland Emmerich and his movies, but I'm like, no, if this is on, I'm watching it. Like, they're so bad that I just enjoy the shit out of them.
See, like, I don't, and I gotta rewatch it again. Like, I'm probably gonna do a marathon of all these, because like, I don't remember anything. But I do want to watch the second Rob Zombie, because I know people hate that one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few years ago when they put out that big fat Blu-ray box set of all the films, I watched all of them, got through this one. I was like, it's all right. The second half I liked, the first half when he's a kid, couldn't stand. But the second movie, I couldn't even get through it. It's atrocious.
Yeah, so
it's just following his wife around in a white gown floating around a hospital for 2 hours. Just like, boring.
Incredible.
Yeah, so I don't know. I do really enjoy this movie. I don't know. For whatever reason.
Yeah. He clearly like is making his own choices, so it's not like the same movie. Even though it kind of is the same movie.
It is, and, but
like there's like, a lot his of choices just really don't work for me, especially like Michael Myers as a kid does not work for me at all. Laurie being his like estranged younger sister, that's okay. You know, it makes sense, I guess. But, like, some of the other stuff... Yeah, like, just the language. Like, people are, like, so angsty in this movie for no fucking reason.
Yeah, like, I could probably... Like, I wish we had a fuck counter that we could use for, like, the first 15 minutes of this movie. Because, like, the whole
time... Well, with
like,
the family itself.
Like, I mean, like, I don't... I'm not one to talk. I can curse like a sailor, but like I'm watching this and I'm like, whoo! Like I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, they make me look pure the way.
That's what I say. I'm like watching. I'm like, oh my god! Like the dad is just throwing f bombs the entire time, and he's like, shut that fucking kid up!
Yeah, you know? He's like, just like so crude.
And I mean, like.
That scene's meant to be to make you feel uneasy.
Well, and you're also supposed to feel like he's a total sack of fucking shit. Yeah. So. Yeah. And you do feel that until he kills him, and then you're like, yeah, okay.
I kind of forgot how much hate like you build up for him pretty fast.
Yeah, because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like there's no redeeming qualities to him at all.
No.
And then the mom just puts up with it.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, hold on. And then the other thing, like I get that it's supposed to give Michael motivation, but like why did the mom have to be a stripper?
I don't know.
What was the point of that? Was because Rob Zombie was like, I want to watch my wife dance on this pole?
Probably. And get millions to do it.
I mean, maybe. But
like, I feel like that was it. Like, she's just like...
I think it was to show you, like, she doesn't think highly of herself.
I mean, I guess.
That's why she's with the shit bag. Yeah. That's, you know, she... She can't do anything else.
I'm still just going to be of the belief that it was just Rob Zombie just, like, standing in the strip club.
You could be wrong. Watching the crew, like,
it's my wife. Yeah. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I totally had that thought. I was like, I wonder if Rob watches this part of the movie. Oh, yeah. Over and over again.
It's like, I want to see at least $5 bills being thrown to your foot.
I like Michael McDowell as Loomis.
Oh, I think he's great.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, whatever I said.
I thought you were going to say Michael McDonald again.
Michael McDonald, yeah. I like Michael McDonald as Loomis.
But yeah, he's good.
I think he's great. I think that is an improvement on the original.
Yeah.
Like, I like that version of Dr. Loomis more, I think, because in the original, he doesn't fucking do anything.
That's true.
But in this one, he actually does stuff.
Yeah, and you know what irritated me? Is that they killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Malcolm McDowell is really good as like I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, yeah, like there's that whole and Brad Dourif plays the sheriff.
Yeah.
Which is just great because like I'm not used to like I like to see Brad Dourif in those roles that you don't like initially think because he's a creepy looking dude. So like he just plays creepy looking guys. But like he plays the sheriff, you know, a protagonist, and you're just like, oh, weird. And like, there was an episode of Law and Order SVU that I watched not too long ago where he was like a forensic, like some type of like forensics guy.
Yeah.
And like he just was like in like a button down shirt and suspenders and a tie and like walked around with like a thing of coffee, and I was like, what? Like it's just so weird. Like,
I'm sure when I've seen that episode. Can't pick it up.
Like when you're used to him like as like Chucky. Or whatever. Okay, I guess I've watched all the Chucky movies, too, because those are hysterical.
Yeah, that's a whole different side
of
horror.
Like Brad Dourif, like, think about him in, like, Lord of the Rings and, like, all that. Like, he's creepy looking. He plays villainous characters. When he plays, like, a protagonist, you're just thrown off. And I mean, I get it. Like, Rob Zombie was like, oh, I'm going to put some horror, like, icons in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, he plays a good sheriff, but it just threw me because I was like...
I thought he was kind of... almost too old looking to be her dad. That kind of threw me off rewatching it.
So that just reminded me, why in the first one were Annie and Laurie smoking weed, and then her dad is turned around at like the hardware store that was robbed, but she just drives up and she's like, shh, it's my dad, like let's not drive, like just and they go down the alleyway.
They wait to roll the windows down until they're there.
Yeah, I'm like, just go down the alley. He's not even looking. Why are you pulling up to him? He's not going.
Yeah, like, get over like, here.
Get over here. Yeah. Like, no. Like, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's true. Yeah.
The one that I think she's in this movie. I'm maybe crossing it over with the second one, but the Laurie's best friend in this movie plays Laurie's daughter in Halloween 4 and 5.
Oh.
So I thought that was kind of a neat, like,
I don't know. So the one big thing I don't like about this one is Laurie. I just think she's annoying.
More believable because she's actually a teenager.
That's true. True.
Probably not a teenager, but younger looking than
young enough
Jamie
to
Lee Curtis
to be a believable teenager. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't necessarily hate it, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't care when she's on screen, you know?
Yeah, they should have gave her the same haircut.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
8 or 10 years.
She's okay. Maybe this is just me, but like when, like skipping forward in the movie, whenever Michael like has her like in, it's like that pit or whatever, and she's like, "That's the swimming pool." Yeah, well, before that, when he's like, "I am you," and then me, like the picture, and then she's like, "Oh yeah," I was like, "I didn't think that he was gonna hurt her," and then she just fucking grabs the knife and stabs him and runs away.
Well, no, and like, okay, that's one thing that they set up that like, you knew he wasn't going to hurt her.
Yeah, until she stabs him. Yeah. And then it's like, all ties are off now. Yeah,
then he has motivation to kill her. But, like, that was, like, the one person in his family, aside from his mom, who he, like, gave a shit about.
Yeah.
Was Boo. But, yeah. Other than that, like, you could have cut out the whole, like, him as a kid, like, thing. You could have just done what the original did and just had him just fucking snap, like, in the first 5 minutes and just, like, murder all of them. Like, you could have had that little build-up, like, you could have had the breakfast scene and everything, and then he, like, comes home from school and just murders everyone.
Yeah, like, cut it down.
Yeah.
We didn't need all the shit at school.
No. We didn't need him killing Juni Cortez with a log.
Yeah. Well, they introduced Dr. Loomis for that, because he, like...
Oh, right.
It's like, oh, your kid should see a psychiatrist.
Like,
it's
like, we need to evaluate
him. My name's Dr. Sam Loomis. And then he runs off and kills Juni Cortez.
Yeah.
I feel like Rob Zombie saw the original Halloween where Tommy's getting bullied and, like, pushed over and his pumpkin smashed. He's like, what if this kid was Michael Myers? And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. Like, I mean, at this point, it's just kind of a cliche to have that whole, like, story opening of, like, oh, let's humanize the character. Feel for him. And it's like, no, he just murdered everybody in his family.
Yeah, give me...
Shitbags or not, he murdered every single one of them.
Give me the American Psycho type murderer where he's well off and he's doing fine, but he kills people anyway because he's just crazy. Like, why does it always have to be a bullied little kid that's, I'm gonna get my revenge on the world because people are mean to me? Because
people relate more to that story, I guess. Yeah. I guess nobody's a Christian Bale, like, working as, like, a, I don't even know what the
hedge
fuck
fund
he
manager or something.
I was gonna
like
say
that.
Like a stockbroker or some shit, and then he just, like, murders people. Like, that's not relatable. We're not hedge fund managers who axe murder people wearing raincoats in our living room.
You're trying to tell me you don't want to murder Jared Leto?
No. I mean,
in the movie or in real life?
Well, I don't really want to.
He murders him in the movie, but
he's creepy. But I don't think.
Let me watch The Suicide Squad again, and I'll get back to
you. my opinion will probably.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I have all I had to say. I think I like the scenes where, like, she's crawling through the, like, attic, and he's like throwing the board through the roof,
and she hides like in the wall.
Yeah, like picture. Those scenes were cool.
I love how,
and then I like when she shoots him in the fucking face.
Yeah. So, like, how is there a sequel? Like, I even said to you, I was like, how the fuck is there a sequel?
And so that's how the movie just ends. It's like boom, and then it's like ah, and then it just like cuts the credits. It's like,
I was like, oh, she murdered him. There's no way he's alive.
I know it shows her pointing at his face. But I want to almost say that she probably shot him in the shoulder or something.
What? Maybe, but like the I'm no forensic, I'm no forensics expert, but the blood spatter that came back from her face looked more like it just ejected out the skull.
I mean, I get it. For myself.
Spoilers though. What happens in the second one? How is he alive?
I don't remember.
He doesn't show up until like the third act. It's literally the mom following Lori around explaining everything to her while she's running around the hospital. That's the same.
And then he shows up.
Yeah.
And for like they, no they, reason.
Then they
or...
fight in the hospital like they did in the original Halloween 2, and then it ends. And she kills him again.
What the fuck? Okay. All right.
Like,
I'm not going to watch
that. I really don't remember that.
I honestly feel like when he like signed on, he signed for 2 movies and then did everything he wanted to do in the first one. Then was like, shit. Still gotta make that second movie.
Shit, gotta make that second
movie. Yeah, probably.
Fuck, do I do now? I killed him at the end of the first one.
I think it's the second movie, the actor that plays, or maybe he plays Michael in both. Is it the same actor, do you know?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I forget his name, but yeah, I know.
The monster.
He plays. It's the guy who plays Sabretooth in the X-Men movie.
Oh, like, the OG.
The OG.
I was going to say that was not Lee Schreiber.
No, not Lee Schreiber. No, but I know
who the OG about. One.
Yeah, the OG one from like the first X-Men.
Yeah. He was a pro wrestler. I don't remember.
He was fucking enormous. Yeah. Like like I said, when like Danny Trejo was like, "Come here, Mikey," and like puts like the handcuffs on him, I was like, "Holy shit!" Like he could just pick Danny Trejo off and just like throw him through the double doors. But that's when I brought it up. I was like, "Who the fuck are they feeding him?" Like what? Like we were talking about? Does he like hang the steak and just goes? And just like takes a bite for like each pull up.
Oh,
like,
the other thing that annoyed me is like he has to like cover his face, like he has to wear a mask. That was just like
the mask before the Halloween mask. I do not like at all.
Yeah, it was so
the
weird.
Like pumpkin looking thing.
No. I don't know. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I like the thought of it diminishes the character because we want the black soulless eyes.
Yeah.
We don't want a like humanity to be synonymous with this character. So like the pumpkin mask, you can see his eyes the entire fucking time.
We don't really see his face as grown up Michael though.
No, but you see his eyes.
Yeah.
And the eyes is what connects you to the character because you realize he's human. But that diminishes the character because the character is supposed to be a monster, just this complete evil incarnate.
See, I don't know. The way I look at it is like,
and that's the other thing, too. When he puts on the mask, you see his eyes. Like, whenever he finds it and puts it on, you see his eyes. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like,
no.
He should have put it on, and there just should have been black. And that would have been better.
Yeah, I get that.
Because you would have just been like, okay, there's no soul left in that. There is nothing. It is gone.
I don't know. I look at Michael wanting to cover his face, like, it's almost like his mom's final straw with him, because she keeps pulling it up, and he's like, put it back, you know? I look at that as, like, the progression of him transitioning into the monster, per se, you know?
Yeah, like, I like the idea of it, I like the concept of it, but I think for that character, like, granted, this is a remake, this is Rob Zombie's interpretation, his vision of the character, but for me, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Because I want him to be soulless.
I mean, I'll
I want him to be a monster. Like I don't want him associated with humanity. Like he's a vessel for evil.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, this whole movie's just shot for shot remake.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes line for with line remake.
Yeah, that kind of bothered me with this rewatch, because I watched them back to back, and I'm like, is that necessary? Like the whole like them walking home, like there was literal dialogue that was identical, obviously a little more profane because like teenagers, you know,
in 2007,
like,
well, and then like you have him like busting through walls and shit like the Hulk. And like he Kool-Aid mans his way around the house. He just like bursts through shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then like when he stabs Bob, which by the way, change the fucking guy's name. How would you name their kid Bob in 2000 or in like whatever year, like 1994? We had no friends named Bob.
I do
like
two or three Bobs.
Well, yeah, but you're, like, a couple of years old. Like, we never had anybody, like, it was, like, Bob or something like that.
I would have been his age at this time. I've been 17.
It just seemed unbelievable to me. Yeah. But, like, whenever he, like, stabs him and does the same stab, like, where he, like, holds him up into the wall and stabs him, they had the shot from the staircase, and I was like, okay, natural progression of this shot should be him stabbing him, grabbing him by the throat, and throwing him down towards the camera. Doesn't happen. He just leaves him there, stuck on the wall like he did in the first one. I'm like, at least change it up, man. Like, nah. I get it. Like, you liked that scene a lot, like, watching it, but just change it up. Stab him and then just, like, take him off and just throw him.
Yeah, because why would he not want the knife?
Yeah, and especially, like, and with his size, just show the fucking strength. He's smashing through walls and shit. Like, it only makes sense that, like, he could just throw it.
Yeah,
with
he
one
picked
arm.
Up a TV and threw it on Danny Trejo's face. Like,
yeah.
He's strong.
Well, aside from that, like, he's supposed to have, move the gravestone too.
Yeah.
Which weighed like what they said, half a ton or something like that. Yeah. Like, and when you see it, you're like, yeah,
that's a big headstone.
And some bitch is probably 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a little. I was like, that's kind of pushing it, you know.
But, yeah. That shit. I was like when I saw it, I was like, wow. Like, was he like? Took it in the middle of the night and was still like just kind of hobbling it through like the neighbor stuff. He's like hobbling it through. Like,
did he drive in this one?
No.
So yeah, he carried it the whole damn way to the house.
It was pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah, so that I don't know. I don't like that part, but.
All I can think of now is Lori running through a hallway being like, oh no! And then Michael just,
oh yeah! Oh no. You better fix this hole in the wall before my dad gets home.
You better fix this fucking hole. My dad's coming home. He's a lawyer. He's going to be angry at you.
You pay the bills in this house, fix that damn wall.
He's going to beat me with a bell. Believe me,
he's going to do worse than you fix that wall.
Yeah, he just fucking Hulk smashes everywhere through this movie.
It's a Dane Cook joke.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have anything else to say?
I guess that's it.
I do not.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give this movie a 3 out of 10.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to give it that low.
I was not impressed.
God damn.
I don't know if it's just the way that Rob Zombie makes his movies or what, but I was just like,
They are not so for done. Everybody.
I was so done. You're like, not... after like 20 minutes. I was like, okay.
I should put that on the poster.
Yeah. That's my log read.
I will give it a 5 out of 10 because for all of its faults, it does have some interesting ideas. I won't say that they work, but it has interesting ideas, and I applaud Rob Zombie for trying those out, but it's just not that good. It's just obnoxious people who I don't care about. I really don't give a shit what happened to anybody in this movie, except for maybe Loomis. And then they killed him, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, at least in the first movie you actually care about Laurie, but... the only character that I actually gave a shit about in this movie was Loomis.
it's just not like...
Not even the kids?
No.
Not really.
No. In fact, I actually forgot that the kids were even in this movie. I was like, oh, they gotta have a Tommy Doyle, which they do, but then I was like, alright, I don't care. It branches into that, like, action horror type of thing where it's he's almost supernatural instead of just a guy, which like I said is entertaining. This movie has a lot of entertaining bits, but it's just, it doesn't do it for me like it does the John Carpenter one.
I'm gonna let you go.
I'm gonna give it a say 4 out of 10. Meet somewhere in the middle.
Jesus Christ.
The stuff at the Fresh Kids just does not work at all.
No.
And then when he's like at Smith's Grove hanging out with Danny Trejo, I'm like, alright. Then when he finally puts on the mask, I'm like, alright, I can watch this. And then it's like 15 minutes later, you get shot in the face and the movie's over.
Yeah, that's probably one of my biggest gripes is like the pacing. It's just like, kid, murder family. There we go. And then it's like, Smith's Grove is the beginning of John Carpenter's.
Yeah.
And that's like, then there's build up. There's zero build up. It's just murder's family, now the psycho, in the ward. And then that's the halfway point of the movie. And then there's like a half an hour where they try to cram all the shit that happened in the first one all within that last like half.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's...
And it still feels like it goes on too long.
Yeah.
As I said, I think if you made a Friday the 13th movie, it probably would have been accepted a lot better since we already know he got bullied and shit as a kid.
Yeah.
But compared to his Halloween 2, this movie should be winning Oscars. it still gets a 4 out of 10 for me.
Well...
Mike's like, speaking of Oscars.
Yeah. Speaking of Oscars. I'll give him one. I don't know. Like, even watching these back to back, and I do really enjoy the original. I have way more fun with this one. I don't know why. Whatever. 8 out of 10. Fuck all y'all.
No, I see your point. I see your point.
And I will say, similar to Sean, I no problem saying I do not like any of Rob Zombie's movies, really. Like, they just don't do it for me.
Yeah, I get that. I haven't seen very many of them, to be honest.
Especially the ones after the Halloween movies, because they're basically just like, look at my wife. Can't watch my wife for 2 hours. Look at her.
Watch her and Sid Haig do things together. May you rest in peace. But yeah,
I have all those movies. I haven't seen
it. Sid Haig was the groundskeeper of the cemetery.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Devil's Rejects is probably the only movie of his that I'll like willingly be like, oh, that's on. I'll check that out for a few minutes. But the rest, I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, guys. Our review of Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween, and Rob Zombie's Halloween. I hope you enjoyed listening or watching. We sure enjoyed talking about it. Make sure to check out Shane's YouTube channel, Shane St. Laurent. Like, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Sorry about the technical difficulties in the beginning. And I'm going to completely forget that Aaron has
a recommendation. Yeah, I was like, oh, is he just saving this?
This is the last episode.
I guess.
We're just done.
No more recommendations.
Technical difficulties ruined it.
No. Maybe Sean knows what I'm about to say and was about ready to not actually let me recommend my movie.
Okay.
With a reaction like that, I can only imagine.
So.
My Little Pony. I can feel it.
Thanks to us watching the movies that made us, it got me thinking about a movie that I have wanted to watch on here for a long time. We're going to watch Mighty Joe Young, starring Bill Paxton and Charlize Theron.
Holy shit, I haven't seen that movie since, like, 1997.
It's when it came out.
Exactly.
In 1997, 98, something
like that. Green VHS tape.
That's right.
I think I watched it on Disney Channel.
We're going to watch that movie because they were talking about Bill Paxton in the...
I do love Bill Paxton.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
So this is... Yeah, yeah. I've been holding on to this one.
Well, if you don't want to be spoiled for Mighty Joe Young for our next episode, make sure to watch it before next time. Already did our outro.
So. I don't think Sean wants to watch it.
Sean's like, I might be sick during the next episode.
I don't know what he has against this movie.
I don't know either. I don't remember anything about it. But
the only thing I remember is Bill Paxton's character was supposed to be Matt LeBlanc, but he was busy with Friends. Good. All I remember.
Good.
Damn it!
Good, because I like Bill Paxton.
Catch you in the next time, guys.